Supreme Court blocks transgender victory on bathrooms. The Supreme Court on Wednesday blocked a court order giving a transgender student access to boys' bathroom at a West Virginia high school in what is the High Court's first ruling on an increasingly contentious topic. The ruling permits the Gloucester County School Board to continue banning Gavin Grimm, a trans boy, from using the boys' restroom until the Supreme Court decides whether or not to hear Grimm's challenge to the school board. The decision is a major setback for the teenager and will probably bar him from using the bathroom consistent with his gender identity when he begins his senior year of high school. The Supreme Court sided Wednesday with the Virginia School Board opposed to the Obama administration's directive that transgender students be allowed to choose their public bathroom. The justices blocked a federal appeals court ruling. And what does this mean for transgender bathroom rights?
Means you're going to have to go in the men's room, Joe.
The battle over the so-called bathroom bills has played out in many states as Republican lawmakers seek to force students to facilitate that corresponds to their gender at birth, and transgender students to fight for the right to follow their gender identity. We'll see how this plays out. We're going to be taking callers this hour, our last hour, and we have a full bank.
Yeah, we do. All right. And I just want to mention, too, Joe, you talked earlier about the $400 million, the so-called ransom in foreign currencies. You want proof that Obama lied? Gateway Pundit's got a story that a guy by the name of Saeed Abedini said, you know what? They
was this one of the Iranian?
One of the hostages.
Oh.
Okay. The same day, the Iranian regime released four American hostages held in Tehran. They waited on the tarmac for hours. Why, you ask? Well, because they were waiting on the money, for the money to arrive. Yes, that's right.
You know what's interesting about that is none of it was American money. It was the euros and other money because of the banking, the Trading with the Enemy Act. Bars U.S. from doing business with anybody in Iran. So how'd they get around that? They sent foreign currencies.
Foreign currency. That's all right. It's all right. Go back to Pokemon or whatever.
They're just playing, you know. Which law do you want to break?
All right, now we're going to go to the calls. Here are the rules, okay? Real simple rules. Let's get to the point, and we love you, but let's see if we can handle these calls with not just love, but with... let's just get right to the point. Let's go to Joe. Wait a minute. What button do I push here? Because I'm in control of the buttons. Air button. There it is. All right. All right. We're going to go to Joe in California. Joe, you're up.
Cool. Do you guys talk about in the days of Noah, like the things that were going on, that's when we know that the end is coming today, correct? Kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I think I found something. August 4th, 2016, NPR, right? You know, kind of lamestream news. The National Institute of Health plans to lift a ban on research funds for part human, part animal embryos. The federal government announced plans Thursday to lift a moratorium on funding of certain controversial experiments that use human stem cells to create animal embryos that are partly human. The NIH is proposing a new policy to permit scientists to get federal money to make embryos known as chimeras under certain carefully monitored conditions. One issue that scientists might inadvertently create animals that have partly human brains, endowing them with some semblance of human consciousness or human thinking abilities. And it goes on and on. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Really? That sounds like
the days of Noah to me, right?
Absolutely.
Joe, you've added a lot of great information. I did not know that. Joe knew that. I didn't know that. So, chimeras.
It says chimeras. I've never heard that word before.
Chimera. Yeah, chimera.
Remember X-Files? X-Files, they used to use that word a lot.
Well, chimera, and Steve Quayle writes about them. So,
Human hybrids, or animal-human hybrids. Something that was half human, half alien, half animal. That was what they, so, at least how I understand.
When is this going to start? When?
Oh, they've already...
The federal government announced plans today to lift the moratorium on funding. And then it says what the NIH is proposing, a new policy to permit the scientists to get federal money. So that means sometime in the future. It doesn't say exactly when. It might say further down in the article, but again, for you guys and everybody, it's NPR, and it's the title is NIH plans to lift ban on research funds for part human, part animal embryos. I'm sure you'll find it pretty quick.
It's also on the Drudge Report, man. On the left hand side.
Wow. Yeah. How'd I miss that?
Good time.
Hey, brother, as in the days of Noah, you are right on the money. Brother, thank you so much for calling. God bless you. Really appreciate that piece of information.
Same.
All right. Now, we're taking calls in the order in which they are received. All right. So I just want to say that. We're going to go to Judy in Florida right now. Judy in Florida, you're up.
Yeah. Hi, Doug. Hi, Joe. You guys weren't aware that Hillary is actually a chimera herself, half Beelzebub and half woman.
I was thinking of something else, but
I've heard she's a lot of things. But that's the first time I've heard about
this. That. Okay. Well, what makes? Oh. Well, I.
It would explain a lot, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure she's actually a woman either, but I guess that's all beside the point.
Well, I don't know. I think Marky Post might have verified that sometime in the Lincoln bedroom, but I don't know.
I wanted to bring up something that I found very interesting. I did an Insta poll here in Florida with my congressman, and what it was, the poll asked people, do you think that the militarization of police is a good idea and that it is needed, or do you feel that it should not be militarized and it would be there would be an abuse of power? And I just want to ask you guys, can you give me a guess, and then I'll give you the actual statistic as to how it just broke down as to who wanted what?
Yeah, you're going to have to repeat that question.
What percentage of people wanted militarized police as opposed to not wanting militarized police?
Oh, a much higher percentage want. In the poll, I would say 88% voted in favor of militarization of police. Joe, what do you think?
I hope it would be somewhere around 40%.
Well, it turned out to be 75% wanted militarized police. And I actually was startled.
Okay.
But it shows you the effectiveness of the brainwashing, I feel.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Very much so.
You know, and it depends on the demographics of the poll, but I've found where more urban residents are more open, or urban residents, people, city dwellers, are more open to the militarization of police than people in the Midwest or in the suburbs. So,
this is the richer part of Florida. What you're hitting the mark. What you're saying is significant. It matters what you're saying. Yeah.
Wow.
It's in a city center, basically.
Well,
but the other thing I just wanted to say, and then I'll get off the phone, is that I'm glad that China is finally getting talked about, because I think China, just as much as Islam, is a threat to us. And
why do you say that? Because aside from the economic devastation, perhaps.
That's basically what I mean. And the trade zones that are already in the nation, the precious mineral deposits, whatever they are that they feel they already own. And I just really feel that depending on how the unfolding world war occurs, I mean, when a landing happens on our soil, and I'm sure there's already Chinese soldiers here, that, you know, behind, like, any civil war action, they're going to be right behind as part of the mop-up. I feel like they think that we're animals the same way the government feels that the Chinese people themselves are animals and that they don't have rights. I look at them as being just as much an enemy as Islam. And David Knight has also brought up that Trump has thought about reinstating Glass-Steagall, and I know I've mentioned that on the program with you guys already, which is like the only thing that would be able to save us financially as the little guy. But
he's going to have the Congress behind him on that. But I suspect a Trump win would suggest to me a great loss in the Congress of some of the globalists. So I can see that happening, if that, you know, and I do hope that's the case.
Yeah, I really want him in office, but you know, I can't believe the extent of the deception now. Just the all out evil. I mean, them saying that he's dropping out of the race. I mean, how can they even say that?
Exactly.
I mean, it's just the blatant lies they tell the American people. I mean, it's beyond me, but it's all part of the deception. It's all a part, you know, the times we're in. So
during the primaries, Ted Cruz spread a rumor at the Iowa, before the Iowa caucus, that Ben Carson was dropping out of the race.
Right.
And he had him, and that was a tactic you see the left and the anti-Trump right using against him now. So the tactics are the same. And
yeah, and I don't know why I'm startled, sirs. I should not be surprised at any of it, but it's just so blatant. It is so satanic. And you know, people are gullible, just like the poll I just shared with you. I mean, Barney Fife is what we need, and we're getting something that I don't understand. No matter how savvy I think I am, I don't understand this militarization of anything. So
yeah, well, we totally agree with you on that. Now we understand the need for protection for our police, the offensive use, you know. That goes beyond the pale is something totally different. But God bless you. Thank you so much. What a great call.
Thank you.
Man, thanks.
Keep
in touch. Call again.
God bless you.
All right. We're going to go next to Troy in South Carolina. Okay. That's Troy in South Carolina. You're up on the Hagman and Hagman Report. By the way, phones to line up is 844-769-2944. Troy, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Doug and Joe, Connie Lake Troy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, man.
Hey, so I just want to give two movie plugs. Barry's America, very excellent, and you got to see Free State of Jones, based on a true story of a guy that fought in the Confederacy, and he saw everything that was going on, how they were using the poor farmers to fight for the rich plantation owners, and decided to take a bunch of runaway slaves with them. They were tired of the whole browbeat, and you can see how the DNC was formed and how the treachery that we see today and what they're doing. So those are two movies. Free State of Jones, everybody.
Wait a minute. Say that slowly again.
Free State
Free? Or three? The number three?
Yeah, free. No. Free as a freedom. Free.
Okay, free. Yeah.
Yeah. Free State of Jones.
Okay. And the other one was what?
Hillary's America.
Hillary's America. All right. Yeah, I thought you said weekend of Bernie's there for a minute. Okay.
Yeah. No. No. My brother and our parents went and seen it, and the next day, my mom and dad told us that they were leaving, and it was an older couple that had seen it with them, and they said they were Democrats, and they said after they saw that movie, they couldn't believe it, and they said they're both going to vote for Trump. They finally, their eyes got opened.
Interesting.
All right.
We're going to check that. We're going to check this out and report back. Free State of Jones, right? Free
Jones.
State of Jones.
Right.
And then Hillary's America. Of course, Hillary's America is one that's that we, you know, we're familiar with, but the other one we're going to check out. All right, brother. Well, that's great. Okay.
Listen, before I let you go, I know you get some of those angry moments there, Doug, and I'm with you, but Chris Matthews is a turd, the way he treated Sean Smith's mother. And I, brother, give me 5 minutes with him behind a barn, and let me slap some common sense into him, because he's a total turd for how he tore into her. Total turd.
You know, he is a, as far as I'm concerned, a typical metrosexual that would really wet himself, you know. Hey, look, Matthews is, I'm going to tell you something. Matthews is a stooge, and he knows it. He's a sellout. He's as far as I'm concerned, and you know, he's a pseudo journalist. So you're right, brother. All right, man. We're gonna hold on calling you like one of these days. We're gonna have coffee. All right, brother.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Thanks, man. All right, man. All right. We're gonna go next to Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen, I gotta press the right button. See, that's why I'm not allowed to have. That's why I'm not allowed to not allowed to operate these things. I'm doing it because Joe can't. Mary Ellen from Maryland, you're up. Hey.
Hi. I wanted to mention Larry Nichols, who did the Clinton Chronicles video and he was the one that was instrumental in getting Bill Clinton impeached. Yep. And now he's trying to help block Hillary's ascendancy. He just came out with a new video last week that is really an answer to solving some of the issues of what is going on in Washington, D.C. It's called States' Rights. It's actually called Revolution 2.0, based right on what our founding fathers did. And the video is $20. You download it straight to your computer. It's $19.99, actually. And I didn't know if I'd be allowed to give the website for it.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead. We're very familiar with Larry Nichols. We've had him on our program. Larry Wonderful. Nichols, go ahead. What's the website?
Yes, it's www.statesrights, both of them with, plural, statesrights.video. Right. Video. Mm-hmm. So www.statesrights.video. And what you do is you put in your credit card, you put in an email and password, and then it is yours through the Vimeo account, and sure, you can show it anytime you want by logging in.
All right. Well, we appreciate that.
Larry's recommending you watch it three times so you familiarize yourself with it, and then between now and the election, try to show it at least twice a month to other people to spread the word. We were really disappointed today. We thought North Carolina was going to really go forward with exerting their rights like Colorado did with the marijuana issue. Arizona went into the federal court with their immigration and got shot down, and now Governor McCrory with the voter ID is planning to appeal to the Supreme Court, and that just sets precedent for, nobody will be allowed to require voter ID.
Well, yes, and I'm sure you've heard on our program the fictitious aspect of the Supreme Court judicial supremacy, the
exactly
precedent. It's not what people believe it is, but nonetheless, there's a massive brainwashing that has taken place. But you're right, and I truly believe. And Mary Ellen, let me ask you a question here. Do you believe, based on everything you're seeing right now, that, there's obviously going to be election fraud, but do you believe that Hillary Clinton could pull off election fraud or enough, chicanery to take the White House?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if Mr. Trump does not consult with Larry Nichols, Larry is so frustrated right now at the mistakes he's making. He's saying there's no way he's going to be able to catch up and win. And Larry wrote the book on, or the rule book on, the Clinton plan to become the most powerful couple in world history at the global level. And they are progressing through that plan, the 86 plan, and they're just about to the end of it. And who better to break that code book than the one that wrote it? And so, I wish we could get Mr. Trump to take some lessons.
Well, yeah. And I think that, Joe, I know some things. I'll just say this. I do believe that Trump's aware of a lot of things, including the Nichols playbook, but perhaps not to the extent he should be. So there is some hope there. Yeah. Whether or not he can prevail over the criminality is a totally separate issue. But Marilyn, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call.
Well, appreciate your show a lot. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you so much. All right. Again, going by the length of time, we're going to go to Nick in Florida. Nick the musician in Florida. Nick, you're up.
Doug, you can say this with me three times fast. No, you can. Evangelpreneur, evangelpreneur, evangelpreneur. Go ahead, try it.
You know, look, brother, I am so tired. Right. I'm not even going to try.
Okay.
I'm going to say Nick the Musician three times. How's that?
I'm going to get off you. Anyways, your callers are amazing. They are touching on so many things. Now, the thing with Hillary, there is no way that this thing with Trump wanting to or suggesting that he is going to step down, there's no way. Trump is not a loser. He doesn't like to lose. He's not a quitter. He likes to win. That goes totally against what his personality is. I don't believe that for a second.
I agree with you.
No.
Okay.
But the stage is being set there, though. I mean, is it not? Are we not? Yeah. So there's something.
Absolutely.
Something going on.
Right. And somebody's saying, can Hillary control this? Well, look, if she's got her empty rallies that we don't see because of the way that they're changing what we're viewing on television, if she can do that, then she can definitely fraud her way into the White House. There's absolutely no way that she would have any problem doing that as well either.
Especially with the amount of support she has from the satanic elite all the way down to their minions in the media.
Absolutely. And I wanted to give you guys a quick heads up, a little warning to all the listeners. I sent you guys an email about my computer being remotely removed off sleep mode. Do you remember that
yes.
email I sent to you?
Yes.
Okay, I talked or contact with Matt Peterson from Daily Crow.
Yep.
He seems to think that is old technology. They are able to do that, and they are able to remotely access your computers, people, whether they are on active mode, you know, on mode, or sleep mode. Probably the only way to not have people have them access your computer is probably if your computer was off. So just as a warning, we know all our emails are tracked, all our texts are tracked, phone calls, everything. So if they can remotely access your computer and turn it from sleep mode to on mode, something's on. And we're all on lists. They all know who we're communicating with each other. So they're on to us just like we're on to them. It's kind of a cat and mouse game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It really is.
And I look, I've had my experiences with the NSA or the NSA, the Utah Data Recording Center. And, mm-hmm. But you know, but people don't. Apparently, people don't. There's a segment of the population out there that just have. They say, "Oh, you're not that important for the NSA to track you or for whatever." But the bottom line is, you're right. We're all being tracked. We're all being surveilled. We're all being monitored. And
right.
It should matter everyone.
One man doesn't make a difference. How about John the Baptist? How about Christ himself? Yes, one person can make a difference. And it's like you said, it's strength in numbers. Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Joe, your comment earlier about your faith, that really touched me, okay? And I wanted people to make sure that they realized the importance of what you said about your faith. And by the way, thank you for the opportunity last week, the week before on 720, to pray for others to receive Christ. That was one of the most best experiences of my entire life to do that.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. And
okay, guys. But yeah,
Nick, thank
I'm
you,
warning
brother.
People. Yeah, I'll let you go. All right, guys. Take care. God
All
bless.
Right.
And receive Christ, people. Receive the blood of Christ in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Take care. Thanks, guys. God.
Something just happened here.
I'm here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hang on. Just okay. There we go. Wow.
We're being trapped.
I lost my
Alright, there you go.
All right.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
All right. Before we take any more callers, we're gonna be going to a break soon, so we don't want to give anybody
We got William and Jeff. William, hang in there, brother. Jeff, hang in there. Okay.
And folks, if you want to call in, there's still some time. 844-769-2944.
Let's say it together. Okay, ready?
844-769-2944.
Wow. Did you hear what Eric said?
No, because he doesn't do his microphone, so you can't hear him.
Oh, man. All right. So, yeah, what? You said you want to say something. Say it. Joe, I'm talking to you. You said you want to say something. Say it.
No. No, I said I just wanted to give out the numbers, and I didn't want to take a call before it was too late.
Right.
But on Drudge, on the left-hand side, as the first caller pointed out, dawn of chimera, inject animals with human cells. Right above that, brain hack, warning. And that story is from yesterday, where tiny implant could connect humans and machines like never before. They call it a neuron plant, something like that, where they talk about some kind of particle dust that can connect your mind to machines. And I've been going over some of the new health IT, Affordable Health Care Act rules and regulations and implementation plans. And there's some interesting stuff, folks, that that is there. I finally printed all the sections out, and we'll be going through them in the next few days. And hopefully we'll have something to report on next week.
Well, I'm going to tell everyone, folks, if you're not angry, righteously angry, you're not paying attention. We are being held captive. The yoke of tyranny is... well, it's tightening around our necks. Folks, we're going to be back with your calls. What's on your mind? 844-769-2944. We will be going to Jeff and William from Canada. I just want to let you know that we really appreciate each and every one of you. And thank you so much for your support and for telling others about this program. We really appreciate it. And you're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're taking your calls. We have a full bank of callers. We're going to be getting them right away. We want to thank you so much for your participation in the program. Oh, you know, real quick, before we get back to the calls, you know, the cone, the conspiracy of silence video from France, completely ignored by the mainstream Illuminati-controlled mass media. Muslims screaming, Allahu Akbar, stop a bus in France, set it on fire. Yeah, it's interesting because a group of Muslims stop a bus, smash its windows, force its evacuation. Oh, I guess we should be thankful that they did that. Then set it ablaze with a Molotov cocktail, all while screaming, Allahu Akbar. Well, this is coming to America in short order. In some ways, it's already here. But, yeah, silence, crickets. I don't hear Tom Hartman talking about it, Chris Matthews, Rachel Maddow, even Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly, and certainly not the Pope, who believes that, hey, even fundamentalist Christians are, you know, well, you know what? Even
like
they're
ISIS.
Yeah, they're ISIS. William in Canada, we're coming to you. Bill and William in Canada, you're up.
Hello, Doug and Joe, my honorable friends. I just like to put forth a few dates here that, where significant things happened regarding the American Constitution that may be of help. I have to read these things 4 and 5 times over again before I have a real good understanding, but I've got somewhat of an understanding now. I think in 1868, the American Constitution was shelved and replaced by the Constitution of the United States, which is enforced now. Everyone's going to have to do their research on all of this to make sure I'm right, but I think I am. And that's why we're having so many difficulties in the United States. Same in Canada as in the United States. It's the same script. So everything you tell me on your show applies to me up here as well. So that's something that I'd like to put forth. And then the 1933, when all Americans had to give up their gold, and that was a big turning point. And then 1939, I think the tax came in because of it, and the same people that shelved the Constitution in 1868 were responsible for this as well. Also, I'd like to put forth that the Canadian Constitution is not worth the paper it's written on, because it has a notwithstanding clause in it. Means that you can put forth anything you want, and they don't have to listen to you. They can just put the notwithstanding clause forth and ignore you totally. And this, comparing to the U.S. Constitution, where it's a real constitution, and it actually protects the people, but no one is using it down there, and this is... This seems very unusual to me. We don't have a Second Amendment in the Canadian Constitution. Otherwise, I'd be shooting the windows out of the courthouse every day by now. You have one, you can form a militia and go against the foreign and domestic enemy on American soil. But no one is doing this. And it's totally beyond me. The U.S. Marshal has authority to walk into the White House and arrest the president for treason, which is obvious. He's doing this over and over again, but the U.S. Marshal is not doing it. So these things I'd like to put forth for people to consider. Also, I'd like to recommend a book by called 50 Years in the Church of Rome by Father Charles Chiniki, a renegade Jesuit priest. And if you can only read chapters 59, 60, 61, and 62, it's free online, so the price is right.
What was that book again?
Pardon me?
What was the name of that book?
50 Years in the Church of Rome. It's okay. Written by Father Charles Chiniki, Chiniqui. He's a Jesuit renegade priest. And it chapters 59, 60, 61, and 62. It's free online. And that will tell you a lot about what happened during the Civil War and the effects of all of what happened and causing the problems that are continuing to escalate today. So that's a good book to read. Also,
okay.
In closing, I'd like to say that America and Canada have turned their backs on God and both have become a nation of sissy boy Christians that I have sold out for a 60-inch TV, a nice car, and for a few paid vacation and perks here and there. And they're not reading the King James Bible every day as they should be reading. There's no relationship with God. And without God's blessing, you cannot go into battle and expect to win anything. So, I just
truer words have never been spoken, William. You have to be on God's side in order for God to be on your side in the righteous battle that we face. You're exactly right.
Yeah, no, if you're not going to read the Bible, if you don't have a relationship with God through Lord Jesus Christ, you're not going to have His blessing and His protection, and you cannot do any battle against what's going on here. So that's why I say it's a nation, both America and Canada, and other Christian nations that were solid at one time, just turned into sissy boy sellout Christians, as I call them. And,
amen, brother.
And you have to, and we're both countries are paying the price now.
Yes, we are. And, yes, we are. Yeah.
Paying the price. The court system in Canada is the same as in the United States. It's the same script. what happened to Hovind, Kent Hovind, Pastor Kent Hovind, and Paul Hansen in Florida is happening all through America and all through Canada as well. So it's the same script. So,
William,
the only thing you can do is read your Bible, form a real good relationship with God, and He's going to protect you from all of this, and He's going to give you a clear mind so you can cope with all of it. And I don't think there's too much you can do about it, but you can be protected.
We must fight. The battle is up to us. The result is up to God. And the next time I'm up in Canada, William, I'll buy you a Tim Hortons coffee. How's that sound?
Look forward to it, sir.
All right, brother. Thank you so much for the call. All right. God bless. Great information. All right. Next we go to Jeff. Jeff in Mass. Jeff, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Doug. And Joe, well, you know what? The thing is, I think it's Rick Wallace or Steve Quayle who said, watch out when God starts pulling the watchman off the air. I believe we hit the point to where the watchmen are being led to get off the air, because, you see, we're already gone. And I'll tell you why. It's just a matter of time. And I love your show, and I love shortwave radio. I love the medium of alternative radio. But let's just be blunt. We are a ghetto, just like the Warsaw Ghetto before the Nazis came in and slaughtered the Jews. This is what's going to happen. The National Police Force has been done in communist countries. We are turning into a hardcore communist country. They will come in, the National Police. I believe there'll be speech codes against churches, national speech codes against churches, radio shows, the media. And if you disobey these speech codes, they will come in, shut you down, and it'll just get more and more brutal, to where the National Police will come into the church, drag the pastor out, beat the heck out of him, make him disappear, and then it'll go from that to skinning pastors alive.
Well, I guarantee you, Jeff, let me make a promise to you and every person listening out there. It'll make for good radio, because you're going to hear, see on YouTube and hear on Global Star a heck of a fight, because one of us, I mean, they come to pull me out.
Yes.
They come to pull me out. I guarantee you there will be carnage.
But all they have to do is flip a switch and it'll shut off. I have a friend of mine from Angola who told me that when Angola turned communist, the first thing they did was they shut off the communications. All the communications were shut off. And then the police went from local police to military police to national police. And the national police were foreigners. They couldn't even speak the language of that country. Basically people were slaughtered, and that's what's coming to this country, especially if Hillary gets in. If Donald Trump gets in, you will see a rebellion to where if you're a white guy, it will not be safe to walk down the streets. They will agitate the Black Lives Matter people. There will be communist revolution in the streets of America. Black and Hispanic conservatives will not be safe. I mean, if you study communist countries, this is real. The East German Stasi, that's real. And you know what? I believe federal agents will tell pastors, look, go by the guidelines. We will have paid monitors in your church to make sure you go by the guidelines. The guidelines is you don't criticize the government, you don't talk against abortion. I mean, especially don't criticize the government. Ordinary people will be paid informants. That's where the gang stalking comes in. They are conditioning people to be paid informants. And they will sit in churches, and they'll sit on trains, they'll sit on buses, everywhere that you can. There'll be speech codes in the workplace. I'm not trying to put out a spirit of fear, but you see, we are not ready for it whatsoever.
But look, we got them outnumbered. I understand that, Jeff. But I'm going to tell you something. We still have that fight within us. We still have the imperative to fight. I believe that, there may be spies, and there are spies among us even today, listening to, watching everything we do and say. But you know what? That's not going to stop me from talking. And yeah, they pull the plug. We're going to find a different route.
But,
what's that?
But you see, I'm going to wrap it up with this because I know there's other callers. But you see, it's the older people. I mean, the older people from my age, which is 45 on up, we have the fire. But you see, when you hit the 20-year-olds, especially in Massachusetts, where I'm from, they will cave in to the government. And you see, I believe that there are very good conservatives out there and good Christians out there, like Jesse Lee Peterson and Colonel Alan West, and wonderful people like a Lupe Murano,
right,
people like
right.
that. But you see, the thing is, there's very few people like that. And as we're bringing in illegal immigrants, those are going to be the foot soldiers. They're going to be battle-hardened to fight in the streets. Just think revolution in the streets. That's how every capitalist country turns communist. Thank you.
All right, brother.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, now we're going to go to Emmy. Emmy in Iowa. Hang on a minute. Let me make sure I hit the right...
No.
There we go. Sorry, Emmy.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi. Good. I love your show. I am from a military family. My father was a 30-year Marine sergeant, and I have a lot to share. I was a... People don't know, for your listeners out there, the two points I just want to make. I was working for a globalist corporation for 15 years. I was a corporate clothing designer at headquarters. One day, I was working 70 hours a week. One day, my boss started messing with me about me attending church. And this was at the, in Minneapolis, the company up there that now lets transgenders. I was on their design team. And, I said to her, I said, well, I'm one of them. And she started cursing me because I was a Christian. And I said to her, Christina, I said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I lost my career. Within 2 weeks, I was locked out of the building. And attorneys wouldn't touch it. And the reason I'm sharing this is people do not know how close we are to that point for all of us losing everything.
Wow. And okay, when was this, Emmy?
Actually, that was back in 2002. The globalists have been at this for some time. If you work... The thing that the guy was just talking about politically correct speech.
Yes.
All they found out, I was called into HR. And this is a company that if a lot of women are out there, they love to shop at this company. And I lost my entire career because they found out I was a Christian. I didn't have time to talk to people. I was working 60, 65 hours a week.
Whoa, okay, so just so I'm getting this straight. You did mm-hmm. nothing. You didn't proselytize or you know, okay. You were just
almost 70 hours a week. I didn't
right.
have crosses or anything. I had nothing in my cube. In fact, people came by and the designers would stop and they go, "Oh, your cube looks very zen." I didn't have time. I didn't have time
okay.
for lunch. However, what I said to the HR person, I said, "Look, I said, get your piece of paper out or whatever you want to do. I said, in 2 weeks you're going to walk me out of here and let me tell you what's going on." And I said, at lunch, there are Satanists, there are witches, many, many homosexuals on my floor in the design department. And I said, and I am prepared to lose everything I have worked for the last 15 years because I'm telling you this. I am not going to deny Christ. And I was walked out of that building. I really, truly was.
Can you tell us what company this was? Or?
May I tell you? Is it legal?
You may.
Target.
Gee whiz.
I was on their
knock
design
me
team.
Over with a feather. Target.
Yeah, and so when you do the math, I was then earning 60, 55, 60 a year. Had I continued working, I would by now have earned $750,000. I live on $11,000 a year now. And I'm blackballed.
Well, Emmy, I'll tell you something.
But the point I want to make, and I'm 2 points. Guys out there in the military, I had friends who were in special forces. You guys have known for some time. I feel like a mom pointing my finger at you guys right now. You guys know what's going on. You're prepared to die on the battlefield, but you're not prepared to die here and tell the truth about what you know. And I'm calling you guys to do what's right because you know what's right. And you have information that we need out there. You're going to die on the battlefield, but you won't die here for the truth. And that's from a Marine sergeant's daughter.
Can I ask Emmy how old you are?
I'm 63.
63. All right.
Yes.
The reason I'm asking, first of all, you sound young, very young. But
well, when I did my work, I had to be around young kids, yet my research kept me really, I had to learn the language, and
right.
I have been a teacher. Believe it or not, I've been teaching English as a second language, and I stepped out of that for everything else we're talking about.
Well, you know what, I don't want to make age an issue, but here we have an unapologetic Christian woman that you're putting many Christian men, including Christian pastors, to shame by your actions and by your, I mean, how great is this? Thank you for everything you've done and for making that stand and for being an example, whether you're 63, 36, or but thank you.
Well, see,
thank you.
What people don't understand, I started studying Hitler and the Third Reich when I was 13. I didn't become a Christian until I was 19. Long, short story. If you anybody wants to go online and look at the timeline of what happened in Hitler's day, go on to the Virtual Holocaust Museum.
Yes.
And look at the timeline. And what begins to happen, like the caller before said, we're in the ghetto. They're getting ready to put us in the ghetto right now. People are going to start losing their jobs, guys. Men and women, you guys have to know this could happen tomorrow. Because all that they did was find out that I went to church. They didn't have anything against me other than they found out I went to church. And for those of you working, living in New York, I worked for the Lord and Taylor line, and I went around the world first class. I flew on corporate jets. I was an executive, you guys.
So,
my challenge is for the people who could be, quote, whistleblowers and are afraid of losing their pension.
Yes.
You're not going to have a pension, guys. Period. You're not going to have it anyway. So do what's right. In the name of God, do what's right. I beg you.
Amen.
My father died because, my father died of Agent Orange.
Oh.
And he gave his life. He was a Marine. So I challenge you guys.
Challenge made in men, men who are in the government,
women.
Who are in the know. Speak up. Speak up.
And mom,
Emmy,
your kids are going to be taken away from you and separated. Read what happened at the concentration camps. It's the same playbook. Nothing is new.
That's true. Emmy, thank you so much for the call.
God bless you.
God bless you. Wow. Thank you. All right.
Well, the Lord has returned his joy to me, but thank you so much for letting me share this.
Wow.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Thanks.
And I pray for your protection. That's what I do now. I'm one of the people out here just praying for your protection. My number one thing for you. I love you.
We appreciate it. We really do. What a great call. Thank you, Emmy. God bless.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right. We're going to Lars and then Dave and then out.
We got 4 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes.
All right. Lars, you're up. Let's do 2 minutes
yes,
here
sir.
If we can. How you doing, bud?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to give a message of just encouragement and that God provides, he promotes, and he protects. And I ask God, you just touch that lady that just spoke, Lord, in Jesus' name. And not only do we need to saddle up, we need to strike battle blows. And I'm talking to the gates of hell, to Satan, to Lucifer, and all his cronies. But truly, I'm full of the power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgressions and to Israel his sins. Listeners, go to the book of Micah and read Micah. Many, many people in the body of Christ have unforgiveness. God will not forgive that. So I just speak to the people that are dealing with this. And it's Leviathan is in the book of Job 41, it says, canst thou draw out Leviathan with a hook, or his tongue with a cord, which thou lettest down? And what that spirit is he beholdeth all things, all high things. He is the king over all the children of pride. And I speak to the body of Christ like never before, and you have got to repent. And I rebuke that spirit of Leviathan right now in the name of Jesus. I break your powers over the listeners. And I ask God in Jesus' name, just like with Katie, Lord, that your spirit will just teach these people how to repent and turn back from you, Lord. Turn back to you, Lord. Get away from the evil. Resist the devil and he will flee. And in the book of Micah, 1 Kings 22, if your listeners can read that, Micah literally means who is like Yahweh. And I am telling you that the things that God has having me do in the last few days, last few weeks, last few months has been incredible. So I ask God, touch this place like never before in King Jesus' name.
Amen. Lars, God bless you. Thanks for the call. To be fair, got to cut you
Hallelujah.
Loose. All right.
Thanks, Lars.
All right, we're going to go to Dave right now. Dave from Florida, you're up. You got about 2.5 minutes by my clock. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Joe and Doug. How you doing? Everything all right?
Let me check. Well, yeah, everything looks good.
That's a stupid question. I'm sorry. I'm just so tongue-tied and everything, Doug and Joe. You know me for a long time. I've been saying everything with this abomination and what he's going to be doing. I can't believe what's going on. I can only say to the people out there, we don't know what God is going to do. Like that gentleman just said, we got to repent. Stay pure in the sight of God. He can put invisible angels around us. He could put them around the house and protect the whole house. We don't know what's going to go on. We don't know if that volcano under in Wyoming or wherever, you know, out there is going to go off. We don't know what's going to go off.
But we don't know if we're going to have a stroke tonight or get hit by a bus. It just did. We don't know. That's right.
I'd like to say, Joe and Doug, also, I'm really ticked off this Pope. I'm Catholic, everybody, so no, I'm not bashing. I am a Catholic. I'm just, like, really pissed off at this Pope. I think he's, like, way out. I think he's the false prophet. I'm sorry about it. That's the way it goes. But the other thing I want to just say is Islam is a religion of Satan. I have it on my shirt. And according to what that somebody had said, I think there was somebody, that guy that I told you, Doug, that got mad at me. He said, that offends me. A Catholic said that to me in the church, that I had that on my shirt. Islam is of Satan. And on the front, it said, Jesus is the Lord. But he got, and I'm saying, you know, after that, all of a sudden, there was a lot of police that was interacting with me, coming around in different places. It was weird. And I, before I even heard this tonight, whoever said that, it was funny. Because I almost had a feeling, I'm saying, I wonder if this guy said anything to the authorities about me, because I had this on my shirt. But anyway, it doesn't matter, but I'm just saying. And the other thing is that, yes, I do listen to you. Yes, they do take over the computer. Yes, when I was in New York, they took over my computer in 2012 when I was listening to you guys on my landline phone. I had weird, some people would call, they would just listen, and I would, like, say stuff, and then they would hang up. So the other thing is, I want to say, I'm sorry I got to speak so quick, Joe and Doug. I'm glad you're doing the Lord's work. You really are doing the Lord's work, what you're doing out there, and you guys got guts above all. Let me just say, you're doing the Lord's work, and I want to say also, Islam is of Satan. Freak you Islamics. There's no way that you're going to take me alive. There's no way I'm going to give up my weapon. You got to implant this in your head, and you got to be thinking about it all the time, because if they take your weapons away, you're dead. You are dead. So you might as well go down just like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. You know, go down like them. Go out like them.
Always
say Jesus.
Dave, always entertaining, brother. I mean, always, always full of vim and vigor. Let me tell you, you're right.
The last thing I got to say, Joe and Doug, please, pig's blood. Think pig's blood. The guys in Texas is putting pig's blood on the bullets. It's the one weapon that these psychos fear so much. We must think pig's blood in anything that we might be able to make.
We used to sell, Dave, we used to sell pens that had the dried pig's blood in it. Huh? And, it's a long time ago, but the company said, nah, we're not going to make it anymore. Dave, got to cut you loose. God bless. Stay God safe.
Bless. I love
Thank you.
Guys.
You. All right, brother.
Stay
safe. We used to sell, pens that had pig's blood in the, cartridge. And the company that made them said, no, we can't do this anymore. And of course that was so, and that was before, you know, everyone got offended over everything else. So anyway, tomorrow night, Steve Quayle on Russia, World War III, where we're at. Look, tell a friend about tomorrow night. Tell a friend about this program. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Say hello to Eric the Tech. He's lonely over there in his Starship Enterprise seat, and just, you know, never forget who you are, and never forget that you are here for a reason.
If you missed yesterday's show, listen to the third hour. Henry Groover joined us.
Yes.
It's a must listen.
All right. God bless. Until tomorrow, stay safe.